From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim Trade Pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. And Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the cost of government and rein in growth. At the start of a meeting Monday with business leaders, the president warned executives not to move their operations to other countries.
So a company that wants to fire all of its people in the United States and build some factory someplace else, and then thinks that that product is going to just flow across the border into the United States, that's not going to happen. They're going to have a tax to pay, a border tax, a substantial border tax.
The president also met with labor union leaders who offered broad praise for Mr. Trump after the meeting. Officials report no breakthrough at peace talks in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Indications are that Monday's discussions were very contentious. Talks will continue Tuesday. Iraqi forces announced Monday that they have taken over the last remaining Islamic State enclave in the eastern part of the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered an investigation into reports of human rights violations by government troops and paramilitary forces fighting to retake the city. Also Monday in Iraq, a car bomb blew up in a busy street in eastern Baghdad, killing 11 people and wounding 22. This is VOA News.